The Green Party TD Patrick Costello has won his challenge to Ireland's proposed ratification of the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement between the European Union and Canada. The Supreme Court decision was live streamed on the YouTube channel of the court service. Here's how Chief Justice Donal O'Donnell announced the decision this morning.
The Supreme Court, by a majority of 4-3, that's Ms. Justice Dunn, Mr. Justice Charlton, Ms. Justice Baker and Mr. Justice Hogan in the majority, and myself, Mr. Justice McMenamin and Ms. Justice Power in the minority, holding that the Constitution of Ireland precludes the government and Dáil Éireann from ratifying the EU Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, as Irish law now stands. And the Court also, by a majority, in this case of 6-1, that's myself, Mr. Justice McMenamin, Ms. Justice Dunn, Ms. Justice Baker, Mr. Justice Hogan and Ms. Justice Power in the majority, Mr. Justice Charlton dissenting, also holds that certain amendments of the Arbitration Act 2010, as detailed in Part 13 of the judgment of Mr. Justice Hogan, would, if effected, permit ratification without breaching the Constitution.
The Chief Justice Donal O'Donnell speaking in the Supreme Court this morning. Well, let's talk now to Fine Gael TD Martin Hayden, who's Minister of State with responsibility for research and development. Deputy Hayden, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. So there you have it. The Supreme Court has found that the government's plans to ratify by a Dáil vote this agreement are unconstitutional. Will a referendum now be needed?
Well, obviously, Brian, what we have there is the announcement of the judgment. We are still awaiting the actual written judgment decision, and we will consider that as government before making decisions on the next step. But it is important to say the government remains committed to ratifying the CETA agreement because it's really good for the Irish economy, it's really good for Irish business, and it's really good for our citizens because we are a small open economy that depends on trade. So while ratification is not now immediately possible, it does appear from the judgment announcement that the Supreme Court has given a pathway that would not involve a referendum to ratify this, and we'll consider all those options in the coming weeks and days.
So that would be amendments to the deal which would allow it to be ratified without a referendum, would make it, they say, constitutional.
Yeah, so the judgment announcement has referenced a pathway through the Arbitration Act, which is from 2010, and that would appear to give a pathway there for us to do that. But obviously, we need to consider that in the fullness of time. But, you know, it's really important to say that government is committed to this. Trade deals are really good for Ireland. In my role in the Department of Agriculture, I have responsibility for new market development, and I see every day of the week the benefits there are for Irish citizens, for Irish farmers, for Irish
companies. Yes, but Minister, how do we end up in a situation? How do we end up in a situation where the government is trying to ram through ratification of a deal which was unconstitutional, and people were telling you was unconstitutional?
So, look, obviously the Supreme Court has made a decision here in terms of the mechanics of how we ratify the trade deal. I think that's different to the actual merits of the trade deal itself, and that's a very important distinction for people to understand. We're disappointed, you know, that ratification isn't immediately possible, but we will reflect on that and we will look at the mechanisms of which we can
tried,
do it. Obviously,
you tried, Minister, to rush it through 55 minutes of Dáil debate back in December 2020.
No, so look, obviously we're not going to ratify any trade deal that isn't legally sound. We obviously had our own legal opinion at that time. We're not going to do anything that isn't legally sound and isn't in line with the Constitution. But as a government, we completely see the merit of CETA. You know, the trade elements of this deal have been provisionally put in place since 2017, and we've seen massive benefits to the Irish economy for Irish companies. We have a very healthy trade balance with Canada, where we export twice as much as we import with them, a trade surplus of over 500 billion euros. So it is in the benefit to the Irish country that we do trade deals like the trade deal with Canada, a country that has very close links to Ireland,
but if it's not constitutional, all that counts for nothing.
Yeah, but no, look, we are talking about the mechanics of ratification here, and that's what was at the heart of this decision today, and that's what we will consider, and we will obviously take on board the points of view from the Supreme Court, and we'll make changes that are required.
And if needs be, there will be a referendum.
Yes, but I think from the early stages, obviously we have to see the written judgment, but from the early stages of the statement, it seems the pathway is there where a referendum is not required.
Very good. Minister of State Martin Hayden, thanks very much for that.